back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Now, we're glad you guys are joining us today because we've been talking about car rental questions that we all have. Regardless of how many cars you've rented, you've probably had this question a time or two. And if you haven't had this question and you're renting from different car rentals, Olivia and I are kind of sharing with you that you should be asking these questions, even if you think you know. It might be different with different car rental companies.
Exactly. And we've been talking about, is it better to just go for the best deal you find, or are there some perks to brand loyalty? And it turns out there are. So
there are definitely
something to consider if you're traveling a lot like Anita does.
There are definitely some perks there. And I can vouch for that with being a loyalty member of Alamo. I've had some pretty good upgrades there a time or two. So that all works well.
Sitting here at the Floribama, about to open up a big old can of good time. Unwind, falling and out of love in the same night.
Now, we're going to switch gears here a little bit, because this destination that we're going to talk about, I think, is great year-round. Really, it's great anytime. And they have kind of like the second summer, because it's in a great location that you can keep on summering even this time of the year. And that is Gulf Shores and Orange Beach down in Alabama.
Yeah, that's what the Labor Day weekend is great for. It's kind of the last hurrah of summer, and maybe a refresher for, you know, people that are starting back in school or coming off of a summer break. It's that one last, you know, toast to summer.
Exactly. And we can call that like the second summer, because the kids may be back in school, like
yeah.
You said, but it's still a great place for a weekend getaway, or, you know, if you can make it a long weekend, or even just a week's vacation if you're able to kind of break away from it all.
Yes, and luckily there's plenty to do in Gulf Shores and Orange Beach if you do want to spend the whole week there. But starting with the beach, you know, nothing says summer like the beach. And there are 32 miles of beach there on Alabama's border along the Gulf of Mexico. So you know it's going to be beautiful sands and waters. And it's considered a hidden gem in the kind of vacation industry.
Exactly, because not only beach, you also have great golf courses there, nature trails. If you've got water like that, then that means you also have great water sports that you can take advantage of. And stellar restaurants. I mean, really great cuisine there. I always love those oysters when I go down to that part of the country.
Yes, we've talked before on the show about the oyster cook-off that they have in the area. So you know that there's going to be some great oyster, you know, dishes locally. But there's some really great local restaurants all around.
There are. But what about Orange Beach? What's going on there?
Well, one place that you can get a lot done in one location is the Wharf at Orange Beach, where there are hundreds of activities and there are events taking place all the time. It's a place where you can shop, see a movie, ride a Ferris wheel, play mini golf, and even fly on a zip line all in one place. So that may be your first place to stop and kind of knock out a bunch of things at once.
Well, certainly family fun. So if you're looking for that weekend getaway to make that second summer, the kids are back in school, but they're still saying, Mom, Dad, it's still hot outside. This is still summer. Yes, it is second summertime, and that sounds like a great place to go for that, as well as light shows and a boat show, all kinds of things that you can do right there on Orange Beach Wharf.
Yes, and another great place is the Alabama Gulf Coast Zoo, home to more than 500 animals. Sloths, kangaroos, lemurs are among them. So you can learn a lot about what they eat and how they live, and you also get a chance to interact with some of them.
Well, I love, again, that second summering kind of thing. Just keep on summering, because, again, this is a great educational thing. You know, a lot of times we'll talk, we haven't talked about it a lot lately, but we'll talk about how you can combine education with vacation. So kids don't really realize they're learning something. This is a great example of that, because you do have that chance to interact and have hands-on.
And oftentimes those make the best memories when you get a new experience, you learn something new.
Absolutely. Now, what is the Hot Shop? What is that?
So for more than 10 years, the Hot Shop has been a go-to spot for blown glass art. This facility is actually open to the public, so you can walk by and see all the artists at work, see how they do it. And you can even take classes where you can make your own blown glass art. So it's kind of a trademark of the area.
That sounds like a great girlfriend's trip, you know, to go and maybe have that as your theme to maybe go and do some art classes. Of course, you're going to get the beach in, you're going to get the shopping in and other things like that. But that sounds like a really fun thing to do.
Yes, and you get to bring back a one-of-a-kind souvenir.
Well, definitely if it was mine, it'd be one-of-a-kind. I would probably have to explain what it is.
It's a think piece.
A think piece for sure. Then for those golfers, people who love to golf, this, as we just mentioned earlier, is a great destination for golfing as well.
Yes, lots of championship golf courses, one being Timber Creek Golf Club. And they have 3 9-hole layouts, so you can get some variety there. You're surrounded by beautiful magnolias and dogwood trees. There's 5 sets of tees at each hole so that every skill level can have fun. And there's also a clubhouse and restaurant on site. So really, you can spend the whole day there. 36 holes, why not?
Well, you'll be there all day playing those 36 holes if you're going to try for that. That'll be a lot, but a lot of fun as well. This is Travel Bags with Anita and friends. And Olivia and I are talking about planning a great vacation to Gulf Shores, Orange Beach in Alabama. Very convenient, too, because you can fly into your spot, Pensacola. I know you have family.
Yes, Pensacola is a beautiful area, and it's really close by Alabama. I mean, you have to drive through Alabama to get to Pensacola.
Mm-hmm. And you can fly into the airport there and then drive on down to Gulf Shores. But now water sports, because a lot of times this time of the year, people may not necessarily be swimming, but they may still want to be out on the water. So water sports is a great way to also experience this area. Everything from renting a boat in the area to other things too, like even a reef program that they offer.
Yes, you can scuba dive through actually the largest artificial reef program in the United States, where you can see exotic fish or explore shipwrecks. They have a lot of different themed dives that you can take.
And also, too, you can do things like parasailing along the white sand beaches. Beautiful just to be able to look back at the shore and just see those beautiful beaches like that. I love that. Jet skis, everybody loves those. Wave runners, whatever you want to call them. And even kayaking. You and I have kayaked together.
Yes, we have.
Kayaking on some of those calmer kind of intercoastal waters. You don't have to worry about getting splashed around too much.
Right. They do have plenty of calm water there, or you can crash through the waves if you're bold. And we also have made a paddleboarding friend while we kayaked, and that's another really popular sport in the area. Again, they have some calmer waters and calmer routes that you can take too, or you can go up and challenge yourself on the waves. Why not?
I would say just make sure you're ready for that. I mean, you got to get your sea legs on those paddleboards.
Sure do.
But now I have to admit that before I went to Gulf Shores on Orange Beach, and I went last year for the first time, before I went, I always saw it as like the fishing destination. So you talk about, you know, a guy's trip, not only golfing, but if they love to go fishing, I think this is a spot for them. And second summer, I say second summer and all year round for that.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, there's so much to do when it comes to fishing that we really can't dive into it in one segment. So actually, GulfShores.com has a full fishing guide for the best spots, for what's in season. They can also help you with maybe renting a boat to get out on the water, or you can join a fishing charter boat.
Well, you know, I really, really like this. You know, this would be one of those ones I draw a circle around, because I think, you know, if you go as a couple, you know, we've already mentioned like things like glassblowing classes and things like that. The ladies can go and do shopping. Men like to do those things as well, I'm sure.
Why
but
not?
Fishing,
yeah.
Same with ladies like to do that too. But when I think of fishing, a lot of times I do think of like the guys' trips, and that is a perfect one for that. And so many things to do. And again, that website, GulfShores.com, check it out so that you can know exactly what to do.
Yes. And as we mentioned earlier, the food is impeccable. It's home to an annual oyster cook-off. But the Gulf Shores area is well known for lots of different local restaurants. And it's so much fun to explore that it might be easier to follow a different food trail. So on GulfShores.com, again, they have some really cool themed food trails, a beach burger trail, crab trail, craft beer trail, gumbo trail, sweet treats trail. I mean, it goes on and on.
It goes on and on. I say spend enough time there so you can check out 2 or 3 of those, because it would be hard for me to narrow it down to just one. Definitely oysters, shrimp. Crab. Oh, yeah. See, all of you. See, already.
Sign me up.
Already. I'm getting confused with which ones I want to do. So check out that website, as Olivia mentioned, GulfShores.com. You can find out all the information that we've talked about here, events coming up, activities coming up, places to stay. We didn't even touch on that, but it's all there, GulfShores.com. So when we come back, we have more great information to share with you here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, brought to you today by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at SapeloIslandBeachVacations.com. Back in a moment.
Got the top down and the traffic slow. It's sun fun weekend. We all go well. The girls are sunning and all looking good. Well, I never met them, but I wish I could.